Yes, sir.
Ready as we'll ever be. It's
time! Such a classic, dude.
Yo, what's going on?
What's going on?
Special guest.
We got our second ever guest today, Mr. Connor Gill.
What's up, man? Okay, Marble.
What's happening? Okay, Marble. I was actually going to ask you that if you want to be introduced as Marble.
I can send that.
Is that your music name?
Yeah, / Instagram.
Yeah, nice.
It was originally meant to be for clothes because I was trying to make clothes for a bit.
True.
But migrated to the music world.
Hell yeah.
How long were you trying to make clothes for?
Oh, I started in high school, eh?
Yeah.
Like, I did a certificate in, like, year 11.
True.
You guys know... Oh, I can't say names, but...
Oh, we can bleep it out.
I went to Kalamunda.
Yeah.
And that was...
Yeah?
Yeah, like, we did that class together and we're just...
True.
Making shit.
Fuck, he wasn't... He fucking told me that he did that once.
Yeah.
Like, years ago.
Oh, we'd make the most cooked shit. It was so fun.
Oh, we thought he was talking shit. Because he was like, oh, I've got to cert fucking whatever in this.
Nah, he's not lying, bro.
And me and my missus were like, yeah, okay, can't. But then I seen his room and he had the fucking sewing machine and everything.
Yeah, yeah. I remember he made some, like, pieces with, like, serial killer's face on it or some shit.
Sounds about right.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds like him.
Very fitting.
Did you get to the point of actually, like, making the clothes? And
yeah, but I even did it, like, recess and lunch and shit, like, true, after I graduated.
Yeah.
And I just started getting bored with it, especially after seeing so many people trying to jump on that wave. It was just kind of like...
So many people fucking... I swear it was out... Fucking Woody tried doing it.
Yeah.
He went to TAFE and stuff and then...
Yeah. Oh, TAFE was a big part as well that killed it, eh?
True.
Like, for me, it was, like, made it more a chore. But
did you go to TAFE for it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Only a semester. Then I was like, nah, fuck this.
Yeah, fair enough. Was that after school?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, a bit of an effort.
Yeah, but man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
No, that's fucking sick, though.
Rust, man.
I think I kind of remember you fucking posting stuff about it, like, years ago.
Yeah, I posted up a few garments.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did some, like, graph ones as well.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Made it, like, plain white hoodie and then just...
Yeah.
All over it. It was pretty sick.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Fuck. Would you ever revisit it? Or?
Oh, dude, 100%.
Yeah.
I think like if the music pops off, when the music pops off.
That's how you get
manifest.
Talk. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, that's the merch coming in.
Mm.
But I'll just, I'll go ham with that, no doubt.
Especially if you get money behind you as well.
Yeah, like, yeah. That
can only help.
Yeah, it's the main profit as well.
Yeah. Mm.
Let alone the shows. Shit, I'm going to have to borrow a lighter.
Yeah, right. Oh, there's one fucking at your leg.
Oh, cheers, bro. My lighter.
We've all got the same lighter. And they all look fresh as fuck as well.
Yeah, still got the stickers attached.
Yeah, can't. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, fuck. Pretty rare you see that, eh?
It's been a trend, man. I've got like six grey ones in my room.
True.
It's either that or like the light blue one.
I got a Bob Marley one the other day. I was pretty stoked with that.
What, did I just give it to you?
No, I had to buy it.
Oh, but yeah.
I didn't ask for
it.
Yeah,
that's
like,
what I mean. Yeah,
that was the one she gave me, and I was like, let's go.
Nah, that's the shit. That's
holy
the
fuck
shit.
Yeah.
It lights up your day a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Was that the 7-Eleven?
Something different to look at, you know?
Yeah. Was that the 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
The local.
The local, mate.
Fuck yeah.
The ones that give me funny looks now, because I go there way too much.
Every single day.
Yeah.
Fuck, gun. You know fire blankets?
Mm. Yeah.
You know they're made out of fiberglass? I didn't really think about it. I cut one up today.
Why?
Oh, because I wanted to split it in half. Anyway.
Long story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, kind of.
Not enough context, but go on.
Yeah, I had to cut it in half.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was trying to look busy. And then, like, all the fucking threads started coming out. Mm. And all the fiberglass got in my fucking sleeves.
Oh.
And now I'm itchy as fuck.
Dude, it's the worst.
Like, in my belly button and everything. This is not nice, eh?
Bro, I remember at home, we used to have, like, these, like, they were fiberglass, like, rods just around home, like, in the bush. I'd be picking those shits up like all day one day, like throwing them around, get home. I'm like, fuck, dude, I'm itchy as all fuck.
It's fucking no good.
Retard.
Yeah. I fucking, yeah, you've been saying that a lot lately, eh?
Oh, I got no filter, dude.
You got, oh, I thought you were asking for a filter.
No filter.
No filter. No
cat. I got
no
some,
filter.
Bro. Tip tops.
Yeah. I don't like doing the tip tops, eh?
Dude, it's the only option up at work.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Do you fucking, is there a wet mess there?
Yeah. Oh, it used to be so good, man. There was like a 6-drink limit and like full strength.
Yeah.
That's
pretty good.
A lot better.
Yeah.
Compared to most mine sites. But yeah, they recently changed it.
What is it now? Four?
Four full strengths.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, when I went to Barrow Island, that's what it was. Four full strengths.
That's the one I usually hear. Like four.
Or even mid strengths.
Yeah.
I was at Roy Hill and that was the case.
True.
Yeah, right.
Because
didn't you work in a bar on a mine site?
Yeah, I did. For like a year and a half.
True.
It was pretty good, man. Yeah, like, as opposed to the job I'm in now, everyone's just your age across all the departments. And, like, you get the typical, like, high school drama shit.
But yeah.
It's also a lot more, like, you're all friends as well. Everyone knows each other and shit.
Yeah. That always seems to be the case, like, just in any bar in general.
Yeah, 100%.
I know heaps of people that work in bars and...
Very social.
Sounds place. Like hanging out with your mates.
Yeah.
Looks just pretty fun. Mates.
Yeah, it does look pretty fun.
Yeah.
They're all having a good time back there.
I vouch for hospitality, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you get fucking, like when you were working at the one on the mine site, did you have a drink limit still as well?
I was hoping you weren't going to ask that because I don't know how much I should expose.
Yeah.
But fuck it, I've quit.
Oh, yeah.
The amount of drinks we would all bring home, and there's no comment if we paid or not, but It was pretty loose, man.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Like, we had a sick little spot behind, like, one of the laundries. We had this, like, you know, those white fold-out tables.
Yeah.
We all just, like, graft all over it and shit. And funny as fuck memories back there, bro.
Fuck so yeah. Good.
How long ago was that?
I left there, like, early this year, like, February-ish.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
But
fucking oath. Fucking, how'd you get into the music? Or when did you get into it?
I got into it, like, just a couple months ago, actually.
True.
Like, it started being quite a while since I got sick of fashion.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, I need some creative outlet. I need something. And I kind of realized over time, like, I listen to so much music all the time. I've always been passionate about these artists and in rabbit holes of all sorts of genres and shit. I'm like, the fuck, why don't I just dive into that myself?
Yeah,
try produce, try writing. That's another thing as well, like I mentioned this to you the other day, like I've been getting into spirituality and shit and journaling and all that stuff,
dude. Yeah.
Turns into poetry and just bang
facts.
It's just turning journaling into like a fun craft.
Yeah, 100%, dude.
There's this fucking book called, it's like The Way of Art or something like that. And it's like, it, like, teaches you how to tap into, like, a creative side of yourself. But they have, like, each chapter is, like, a challenge as well. Right. So, it, like, explains it all and then you've actually got to do it.
True.
And it's, like, I think the first one is, like, journaling. Like, first thing in the morning when you wake up, just write for 15 minutes, whatever comes to mind. Mm-hmm. And, like, stuff like that. My fucking grandma got it for my missus for Christmas because she's doing the tattooing stuff now. But
Andy, yeah.
Yeah, but then my missus' mum was going to buy it for me for Christmas, but didn't end up doing it because she got it.
Sharing's caring.
Sharing is caring. But yeah, fucking a bunch of my family's done it, and yeah, it sounds fucking pretty good.
I'm interested.
Get onto it. Yeah, it's not big. It's like, it's pretty thin.
Right.
But
yeah, I'm going to have to get the name of that book.
Sure. Made me think of that when you said fucking, you need a creative outlet.
Yeah, just tapping into yourself and finding it. Yeah,
I think everyone's got a creative side.
Oh, yeah.
Like, undeniable.
Yeah.
100%.
But it's just a matter of, like, finding out or figuring out what side it is.
How to best bring it out of yourself.
Yeah.
Like,
because creativity can be all sorts of different things.
Right, dude, so from carpenters to people that make music, like this.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah. Like, even people that just have, like, a 9-to-5, like, some of them can find that, you know, like, oh, fuck, I don't know, putting up glass windows just because I'm looking at one. Like, that could be, like, a full craft for them, you know, like.
Yeah.
Architecture, fuck, that's a good one.
Oh, dude, I used to want to be an architect when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I thought it was the sickest fucking thing.
Honestly. I did a little course, actually. It's more like the entryway. It's the it's called residential building drafting. It's basically the same, but for houses. So you get, like, a software where you do it all, 3D renders and shit, like, precise measurements. You got to be good at math for it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was fun. That was a good
course. Yeah, that would have been sick.
Hell yeah.
Was that TAFE?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I always remember tech drawing in school, which is like architecture, bro.
100%.
Bro, I forgot just about like shapes tech and drawing.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Like, I just signed up for that class. Just, I had nothing else that I wanted to go into. So like, fuck, that sounds all right. Go into it. That was like my favorite class that whole year, dude.
100%. Was that like year 12, like near the end or?
No, it was like year 9, eh?
Oh, true.
Yeah, like we had electives pretty much the whole way through.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, well, I was in a different high school. I don't remember it being offered in year 9. Mm. But then again, I was that young. I didn't really give a shit.
Yeah. You don't care about school.
Dude, I was put in them classes where all the ADHD motherfuckers are. Yeah. Don't focus.
That's what Woody was put in. Not really. He was actually quite smart in high school, wasn't he? Was he?
Yeah, he was pretty.
Yeah.
It could be a combo. Like, we had a thing called Allegro for all the fast thinkers, or like, that's what it translates to, like, fast. But, like, majority of us boys in that class were put in this ADHD, almost special ed section. Like, it was in the same rooms and shit.
True. Yeah.
So, I don't know. I started suspecting early on that there could be something going on.
Never got it checked out. Nah, never followed up.
Nah, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
We're just vibing.
Yeah.
Not needed.
Not needed.
Not needed. Yeah, fuck. I like fuck with that spirituality shit.
Yeah.
Like pretty heavy, eh?
You meditate?
Yeah, like I started doing it a while ago. I just had like heaps of shit going on. Yeah.
It's usually how it starts.
Yeah, bro. And it's like, fuck, I got to figure out something to like, I don't know, feel better.
Yeah.
So yeah, started doing like heaps of meditation and whatnot. I've kind of dropped off it a fair bit.
Yeah, it comes and goes, but.
Yeah, definitely something I want to get back like onto.
Consistency, bro.
Yeah, that's it.
Just gets better and better.
Oh, 100. It's like that with everything as well. Like gym, bro. Yeah. If you're consistent, like how are you not going to see any results?
Dude, 100%. Exactly. Like, very comparable.
Right, even, like, I play lots of golf. I probably fucking use this analogy so much, but, like, golf as well, bro, you're there practicing all the time. You're going to see your scores get lower.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I've seen it myself. So, it's, yeah, I don't know.
Skating for me, like, I used to be full into it as a kid, but I hop back on it now, like, I can barely balance. It's terrible.
Yeah.
Didn't we talk about that with skating? That's like, what do they compare it to? Like, something where you literally, like, have to be practicing every single day, like...
Yeah, man.
Oh, shit, yeah.
To get anywhere. Like, we compared it to golf.
Like, yeah, probably. Like that was, like, me with basketball. Like, I was fucking good. And I went and played basketball on Christmas with Dad. Like, just did a one-on-one match. And I was fairly drunk. But I did not know what the fuck I was doing. It was not good. And, like, same thing, like, just after not playing for, like, a few years... And I was just...
Yeah. Oh, well, it doesn't help that you're drunk, but...
Yeah, I was... Fuck. Probably quite blind, actually. Yeah.
Didn't you snap his ankles, you said?
Yeah, I did. He was pushing me around, cunt.
So you gave him a push-off? Bleacher Report ankle breaker?
Ankle breaker. Made him touch earth.
Yeah.
Ooh, pardon me. That's crazy. Do you follow basketball or anything?
Oh... I was hoping we weren't going to talk sports, man.
Yeah,
I'm so fair out enough. Of touch, hey.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
we actually into it. We try not to like talk about it because we've had like fucking listeners say like, "Oh, fucking don't really give a fuck."
Yeah. Skip.
Yeah.
15 seconds.
Mostly my missus.
Yeah. Oh yeah, everyone's missus.
Yeah,
except mine.
Non-existent.
Yeah. This sunburn is giving me grief right now, eh?
I feel for you, man.
That would not be fun.
I'd be, like, straight back, like, not touching nothing.
Bro. I'm, like, got it to a point where my back's, like, in the between the two pillows, so I'm not actually leaning on anything with my back.
That's clever.
I reckon I got it figured out.
You look pretty laid back right now, to be honest.
You got this.
I need it.
Fucking, so, What's your music on? Is it on Spotify or?
I haven't released anything yet. It's I've got heaps of songs ready in my phone to put on a beat. I've got like a couple beats going, couple finished. Yeah, it's just it's been a hectic time of year, man. Mm-hmm. It's been hard to be consistent, but
yeah,
it's definitely like a journey I'm taking down, and there's definitely gonna be something out.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
That's another thing as well, dude. Like music, obviously, like your beats are gonna get better over time.
Exactly.
The more consistent you are with
it. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Are you like doing a certain genre? Are you like experimenting with different genres?
I want to be diverse, but yeah. I'm kind of tapped into the cloud rap ethereal sort of like sound at the moment.
Yeah, nice.
It's really cool. I showed my mom my first beat and she's like, oh, this sounds dreamy. Like, yeah. It's like I'm in a dream. I'm like, yeah.
That's exactly that's what you want as well. Yeah, yeah, if so that's the type of music you're making, like,
yeah,
you're evoking that emotion. So
exactly, bro.
Obviously on the right yeah. path.
Exactly, man.
That's fucking sick.
And then the lyrics, like, they're just like real shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm obviously rapping.
Yeah.
And
fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That
highs and lows.
Time, like, more time with that, the better you get as well.
Exactly, like, exactly. And you see it. You see it. It's cool doing this shit. And you, like, I can see yourself progressing.
Oh, bro, 100%.
Yeah. So satisfying.
Yeah, man.
Are you freestyling or writing?
Oh, dude, I'm so bad at thinking on the spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, I guess it all sort of comes from thinking about it on the spot as well. Like, because you'll get your bar.
Yeah.
Like, it might just be one bar, but you've still kind of thought about that, like, on the spot on your own.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it's, like, a matter of learning how to flow and stuff and, like, knowing how to rhyme.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
That's the main things. Once you got that down packed, especially even just by writing over time, I think it'll come.
Mm.
Yeah.
100%. Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Sounds like
I was just going to say, it's just fascinating. Like, you see a lot of these normal people become, like, these big artists and shit.
Mm.
Like, before they did music, like, you know. They probably, like, delve into music a little bit, but, like, it just inspired me seeing how, like, life-changing this shit could be.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like, yeah.
Yeah,
especially fucking this day and age as well. Yeah. Like, I feel like, obviously, back in the day, there was only really, well, there was, like, jazz and rock. Almost, like, those were the two popular ones.
Yeah.
And now there's fucking all millions. Sorts of genres.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, obviously, like, a hip-hop fan probably won't know about, like, a rock band. Mm. Or people who are into rock won't know too much about, like, rappers and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it's just such a fucking diverse industry now.
Yeah, so true.
It's cool, man.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
Cool as fuck.
Like, there's a crazy amount of music out there now.
I'm loving just going into all sorts of different genres now, eh?
Yeah.
Like, just going head first. Because before I'd be like, I don't know where to start. But now it's like, fuck, bro, why don't I just dive in?
Yeah.
Like, whatever artist pops up, just listen to it, see if I like it or not.
100%.
Like, just use the Spotify playlist and whatnot.
I was going to say, yeah, like all the radios or the
that's or how the I've
weekly mix or something.
Yeah, yeah. The daily mixes Discovery, and shit. Yeah. That's like how I find most, like, new artist.
Yeah.
Because it'll be, like, what's the word? Similar to, like, something I do listen to. And, like, they'll just... Because can't you do it on your liked playlist? There's, like, a shuffle you can do.
Smart
and it,
shuffle.
Yeah, it just plays, like, random songs here and there.
That's a good one.
That's fucking good.
I used to DJ to find a lot of new music. Because it, like...
Spotify DJ. Do you listen to him?
Yeah.
He's so good.
I love him, bro.
DJ X.
I'll go through him every day. To the point where he starts repeating like topics and shit.
Yeah.
But, like, he actually introduces so much new music to me because I'll listen to, like, a little bit of R&B, maybe a little bit of jazz, some, like, soul or some shit, like, all sorts of wacky shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, I might only listen to that for half an hour, but on his DJ mix, he'll, like, throw in 5 songs that I haven't heard of that are, like, R&B songs or, you know, soul songs. And I'm like, finding new music. He was putting in leaks and shit, bro. Like,
leaks?
Was he?
Damn. What song?
DJ The Plug.
Yeah, bro. Oh, he gave me this, like, hell old Kanye West leak, Mama's Boyfriend. I was like...
No way.
Yeah, I was like, bro, I've heard this before, but... Is like it like you can't have just released this?
Yeah.
Is it like one of them Spotify tracks that are posted by like someone else?
Yeah. Like just a random name with a bunch of numbers and shit in it.
Not gonna lie, I fuck with them hard,
dude. Same.
Yeah.
But that's crazy.
Playboi Carti's new singles he's been dropping. I've been listening to him on there.
But the thing is, like, if you like them, they probably disappear after like 2 weeks because it gets taken down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, it's fun.
And then you're stuck addicted to this song. And you have to go to fucking YouTube or SoundCloud to play it.
Oh, dude, YouTube to MP3?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, I used to use that when I was a kid. Eh? That was the shit.
No, you can still do it now and put it on Spotify. Do you know that?
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you download, like, we all got Macs. Yeah. So you download it and it goes to Apple Music. And then you, like, plug in your phone to your laptop. This is going to be useful to anyone else that's been wondering about this.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you download it onto Apple Music, and then you plug in your phone and shit, and then you can export it to your phone. And then on Spotify, you do, I think it's external songs or external music, and you can just put it straight on Spotify.
Yeah, right.
True.
Yeah.
Fuck, there you gnarly. Go.
Yeah. Trust me, all like heaps of Playboi Carti and shit on there. Like,
oh, bro, because always wicked. Good music's fucking all not released. Yeah. Yeah.
Such a mysterious man.
Wasn't he bringing out an album?
Yeah.
Supposedly, yeah.
I reckon January, bro.
You reckon?
I reckon.
Why January?
I don't know. I just reckon it'll be January.
That's just what you're feeling?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Well, the thing is, these guys play it smart as well. Like, if they know, say, like, Drake's going to drop an album, they'll wait.
Yeah. Or, like, there's been so many times where someone's, like, been meant to drop an album.
Didn't Drake fucking not bring out his album because Doja Cat was dropping on the same day?
I didn't hear about that one.
I think that was just coincidence. Like, he'd moved it.
Yeah.
They did have the same date.
Yeah.
But he moved it for whatever reason. Like, he might have because of Doja Cat. But.
Well,
because
that was when... Well, she still is big.
Yeah, she's
but that was when she was, like, popping off.
Yeah. She had, like, Paint the Town Red doing numbers and...
Yeah, because wasn't that when she was, like, the... She broke the record for the most listened to female artist. She had, like, 69 million monthly listeners or something.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. No shit.
Yeah, she's on her shit. She's hot.
Oh, I don't fuck with her anymore. I used to think she was cute.
She's got a bit freaky, eh?
She got real freaky. Like, I kind of fucked with it at first. Because, like, it was kind of edgy.
Yeah.
But then when she started doing the devil stuff and, like, fully dressing like the devil, I was like, oh, I don't really like that a whole lot.
Like, the photo of her, though, she's, like, on the wall and shit.
Oh, dude. And there was that photo going around. It was, like, her when she first started dressed up as, like, a cow. Like, just looked normal.
Bubbly.
And, like, singing, like, funny songs, kind of. Yeah, that. Yeah, from that music video. And then it's the photo of her dressed up as the devil. And it's like, Jesus.
Yeah.
Fuck, we've dove into her a few times with, like, have you heard all the Illuminati conspiracy theories about her and stuff?
No, not about her.
Yeah, like, nah. It's just, like, the same shit as, like, anyone famous. Like, sold her soul and fucking, like... is doing, like, the self-humiliation ritual and stuff. Like, when she shaved her eyebrows off. Shame. Just, like, shit. Oh, there's so much stuff. And she's also posted heaps of videos, like, talking about people saying the Illuminati stuff. And I think it's you that had the TikTok of it. And she's, like, talking about it. And she's just talking gibberish the whole time. Like, she might be on something or, like, she's just, like, in a studio just, like,
well, on that note,
blabbling shit.
My girl, she's actually, like, very tapped into that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, she's got all these conspiracies and shit. We talk about conspiracies and shit a lot, but, like, yeah, she's got this one about the Illuminati that she's heard of, or these people that are affiliated, and apparently they have this substance which is driven from kids' blood.
Yeah, I've heard this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True, I haven't heard it.
And doesn't it, like, link to Epstein's Island?
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Now, this is a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Fuck. Probably. I don't know about that, but probably.
I don't know. Well.
That was
I just pulled that out of my ass, to be honest. I don't know if I actually read that anywhere. But
that was my first thought.
Fair connection. Yeah.
Makes sense. Oh, dude. I used to be obsessed with fucking all the Illuminati stuff when I was younger.
Yeah.
All this, because I think they don't really have the videos on YouTube anymore. Like, there used to be videos of, like, it'd be, like, an Ariana Grande song or, like, a Justin Bieber song. And if you play it in reverse,
I remember these,
the lyrics are, like, talking about the Illuminati and shit.
Right.
Yeah. And then all the Walt Disney stuff, like.
I know that's pretty wacky there.
Yeah, dude, there's a conspiracy that he's frozen in ice under one of the Disneylands.
I've heard that.
Damn.
Yeah.
I've heard that one.
Yeah.
I've heard this. I actually saw this one today. Apparently, like, just before he died, he left a note on his desk saying, kill Goofy. It just said, kill Goofy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, no one knows why.
No.
He's a character.
He's a cartoon character.
Like, did they get rid of the character?
No, he's still there.
Yeah, I mean...
True. I saw him there when I was at Disneyland last year.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So he's still alive and well.
He's still going.
He's looking well, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Looking young?
Good. He's a tall cunt.
Oh, I bet.
He's pretty goofy.
Pretty handsome.
Yeah. Pretty handsome. Yeah. Cunt, those fucking cartoons are actually kind of wacky.
Bro.
Oh!
Did
I tell you I watched the new Chicken Run?
I was going to watch that, eh? It's on Netflix, isn't it?
Yeah. There's a new Chicken Run. You know Chicken Run?
Which one's Chicken Run?
The fucking, it's not old. Like, it would have come out when we were young kids.
Early 2000s.
It's made by the same people that made Wallace and Gromit, and it's like the clay chicken.
Oh.
Like, they got weird mouths and shit.
It's like stop motion. I'll show you a photo.
Yeah, please.
You'll remember.
First thing I thought it was Chicken Little, but I'm...
No, that's
I'm over there.
That is a banger, though.
That is a banger.
No, they fucking made a new Chicken Run. The first one came out in 2000.
Dawn of the Nugget.
Oh, no, it's coming back to me. It's coming back to me.
Yeah.
Prove it with the photo.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, they made a new one. It's fucking awesome. It's actually kind of scary.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm pretty sure, didn't we watch the trailer?
Did we?
Yeah, we did on the podcast. We're like, fuck, it looks sick.
Oh, yeah, we did too, actually, yeah.
It looked kind of dark, eh?
It was.
Yeah.
It's quite scary. But, because they're the same people that make Wallace and Gromit, and me and my partner have been watching Wallace and Gromit.
We watch a few
episodes here and there randomly.
Yeah.
And even them, they're pretty freaky for like a kid's show. Like, they're super dark in like a weird way.
There was one I used to froth.
Because there was a movie, the Were-Rabbit.
Yeah, that's the one. That's what I used to froth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good
one. It's like a big-ass fucking rabbit.
Yeah, and he's like, hell demented.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, dude. But anyway, I recommend it. I won't go on my tangent and explain the whole plot. But it's fucking good.
Noted. I'll watch it tonight.
Yeah, it's nice. It's like, it's short. It's only like an hour and a half.
Mm.
Suits the name. Dawn of the Nugget.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Dude, the plot line is actually really clever. But like, when you think about it, you're like, if you're like a young kid watching this, I'm not sure if you'd really like understand it.
That's the cool shit though, because there's a lot of movies like that where like adults will watch it and have a completely different perspective.
Yeah, whereas if you're a kid watching it, you'd just be like laughing the whole time. But then watching this as like a young adult, I was like, holy fuck.
Yeah, this is smart.
Yeah, I was like, this is actually really fucking cool.
Yeah. I've seen that like a lot of times on Instagram where people were talking about how like all the old Disney movies, they would have that where like the parents can watch it as well as the kids, but they're almost gearing movies now to target kids rather than parents.
Yeah. It's like those, sorry, keep going. Oh,
you can go.
Oh, it's like all those old Disney movies will have like hidden innuendo that like only an adult will get.
Yeah.
But they've started to target like their new movies towards kids. Kids aren't buying it. Like the parents are the ones buying the movies.
You know why? Because they gotta have like Subway Surfers clip underneath it or like some GTA clip.
Yeah, bro.
Literally.
Subtitles and.
I'm pretty sure I've talked about it before on here, but it still fucking pisses me off when you like, I don't know, you're out at the shops or just anywhere in public and there's a young couple pushing their baby in a pram and the baby's just sitting there with an iPad right in front of their face.
Every time. It's
tragic.
Like, all the time. Or like they'll be sitting at dinner or something and literally like right in front of their face as well. Like, not an inch fucking further.
That's the worst, hey. Growing up, like, we weren't allowed to touch a phone at a dinner table.
No, dude.
We didn't even have a phone, bro.
Yeah.
But, yeah, or, like, our parents' phone or whatever.
Yeah, for sure.
Dude, I reckon we're the luckiest generation in that aspect.
Where the last
yeah.
ones.
It was like only just coming around. And I feel like because our parents obviously never had it. So they were a bit more stern on like, for sure, you know.
Yeah.
Like I think up until fucking year 11, I wasn't allowed to have my phone after 8 o'clock or something. Like respect. I had to fucking put it away.
Yeah. That was like boarding. We had to put it in like a lockbox.
Yeah.
Damn.
Couldn't touch it overnight until like after school the next day. So yeah, like even if we wanted to get to it, we couldn't.
That's kind of rigged because like the normal kids that went back, not sorry, not like.
Yeah, no, the normal no, kids.
It was everyone, eh?
No, we were called day bugs.
Oh, day yeah.
That's what boarders okay. called us, day bugs.
Yeah, fucking losers.
Oh, you can't.
You I remember sucking on your mum's tit still.
Yeah, it was nice, cunt. Sour. Anyway, fucking, because I remember in year 7, they took like all the day boys down to the boarding house to like show us how they were living and stuff.
Mm.
I remember going home and being like, "Mum, I want to be a boarder."
Like, I remember that.
I was like, "That looks fucking sick."
And then we were the ones giving you the tour, eh?
Yeah.
And you would have been in my class.
Yeah, we were in the same form in year 7, yeah.
I would have been showing you around.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, I was like, fuck yeah. And then after 2 weeks of going to school there, I was like, I don't want to fucking live there. Fuck that. Yeah, I remember thinking it was hell sick.
Oh, dude, it was.
Have a little sleepover.
Yeah. Oh, I remember a few, or no, one. On the first day of school, I remember him sobbing in class.
Dude.
Because his fucking family had left him there.
Yeah.
And then after that, he tried to act like the hardest cunt. I was like, you cried on the first day of school, cunt. Chill out.
You were that guy.
Yeah, you were that guy. Oh, good times. Did you always go to Kalamunda?
Nah, I went to LaSalle for the first 3 years of high school.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah. Interesting experience.
LaSalle.
Yeah, like going from a private school especially to like the public school.
Yeah.
Can definitely vouch public's better.
Yeah.
Everyone's so much more laid back. There's a lot less cliques.
Mm.
And even then, everyone's a bit more like welcoming of each other.
True.
I mean, it's definitely where I started rebelling a little bit and doing more dumb shit, but.
That's the thing, dude. My parents sent me to a private school to try and avoid, you know, becoming rebellious, and it probably worked the opposite way.
Yeah, yeah.
Like.
Because it just builds up, bro.
Oh, yeah, like, dude. And then, like.
Feel like you're stuck in this environment.
100%. It's almost more satisfying to rebel when you're like in that environment all day, every day.
For sure.
And then when you're out of it, you're like, all right, I'm gonna go fuck some shit up.
Yeah. That's the whole thing about like stricter parents create like badder kids.
Oh, dude, 100%.
Especially once they get that taste of freedom.
Mm hmm.
Go down that road.
Yep.
Like little Catholic girls. As soon as they get
pause.
Out of what?
Right. As soon as they get out of their parents' hands, they're straight on the dick. They're straight on the dick, bro.
Straight to it, no hesitation.
Yeah.
You reckon?
Yeah, dude.
I haven't.
You imagine a Catholic, like, full Christian family, like,
yeah, by true. The book,
not allowed to see a boy. As soon as they hit 18, then,
like,
bro.
What if the girl's, like, into it and she does?
Well, then, good on her. But I reckon they're getting out, like going clubbing as soon as they turn 18.
Oh yeah, probably. Yeah.
Straight on the fucking dick.
Yeah, true. Yeah, you do prove a good point actually. Yeah. But
makes sense now.
It might not apply to all of them.
Came out a bit hot.
Yeah.
I need to work on that, eh?
What?
Very forward.
My delivery.
No, that's good, I reckon. I like it.
Adds a bit of like, way.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes out, you do say some stuff though, and I'm like,
yeah.
Slow down.
Are we going to cut that? Like, yeah. Where's literally. This going?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, man. Dude.
Fuck. Oh.
You know how we're talking about dinner and like how kids touch their iPads and shit?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What did your parents, like, did your parents make you do anything when you would have a like family outing dinner sort of thing? Would they, like, to preoccupy you? Like, we would do colouring.
Dude, I'd occupy myself. I'd be fucking putting, like, the drink. You know the things you put your drink on, the coasters?
Yeah.
I'd be putting them on top of, like, cups and stacking shit. And flicking them all. And we, like,
you made your own fun.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Easily.
Bro, we would print out, like, because obviously from the country, we would only come up to Perth every now and then.
Yeah.
So we'd come up for a few days. we would like print out fucking 20 pages of just colouring in bloody things.
Come prepared, yeah.
Yeah, bro. Oh, yeah. They'd like sitting there waiting for our food. We'd just sit there colouring, bro.
I remember at restaurants, they used to have them there.
Yeah.
Because they'd have the stack and you'd get, take your little tray with pencils.
Yeah, they were always ass.
Man, what oh,
I wanted cool shit, bro.
Yeah, they were always pretty crap.
I wanted dragons and fucking
hell yeah.
Dinosaurs, bro.
You were your fucking dinosaurs. You were a dinosaur kid, weren't you?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I still got a poster up in my room at home. It's like all really? The dinosaurs.
That's actually pretty sick. We should put it up here.
Oh, yeah, that'd be tough.
Dude, surely, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
That's sick.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck yeah. That'd be awesome.
They're all like animated too.
Yeah. Right.
Even better.
That's so good. Oh, pardon me. Did everyone have a good Chrissy?
Fuck. Oh, I met, do you guys know that Aussie rapper Complete?
No, I don't.
No.
You might know the music video. It's this dude, older Aussie rapper, and he's like in a chair and he's like talking to himself back and forward like this. And he's got like a noose in his hands.
I feel like I would have seen something like that.
I've seen something, yeah.
It was trending. It's a pretty big song.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways, I was chilling on my dad's balcony, which is in Mandurah. And I was like bumping Kanye and shit.
Mm.
And then this dude started like calling out to me from like a higher level. And like, we just started talking about music, like obviously just yelling to each other.
Oh, right.
I was like, calm down, let's have a beer and shit. And then we just started talking. Probably spoke for like 2 hours about music and all this stuff. True. And like 15 minutes into the conversation, he's like, you know, spoken about his gigs and shit. I'm like, wait, what's your artist name? Let me check it out. And he said, Complete. And I checked it out. I'm like, oh, true. I fucking know you.
Yeah.
As if.
Yeah. It was.
Fuck, that's random.
That's pretty gnarly.
Very random. He was just chilling at his mum's too.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Is he big or is he like.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
Yeah, true.
Oh,
no, like. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's pretty big as well, man. It's just Complete. Yeah.
That's a pretty cool name.
I've probably heard him on fucking.
Straight up, Complete.
Triple J. I feel like they'd bump him.
Oh, easily.
Yeah, right, true.
Yeah, man. Cool dude, very humble.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
That's sick, though. You just started fucking talking about music.
And then bang, it's just, it's this big artist.
Yeah, fuck yeah, that's sick. Was that on Chrissy Eve?
Christmas Day.
Oh, true.
True.
Yeah, right.
Fuck yeah.
Christmas present.
Yeah, fuck yeah. That's a nice present.
Yeah, man. What about you guys?
Burnt to a crisp.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, pretty chill other than that. Didn't really.
What'd you do to get burnt? Where'd you go?
I just went to the beach, eh? Because we were just having like me, my mum, dad, and my sister pretty much.
Yeah.
So it was hell chilled out.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, fuck, I'm going to go to the beach, chill out for a bit.
Yeah, vibes.
Went there, got burnt, come home.
Fucking hell.
Chilled out with them for a bit again. Went to the gym.
You got toasted. You got beyond burnt.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's bad, eh? It'd definitely be fucking the Accutane.
Yeah.
I remember when I was on it, I couldn't even stand in the sun for like 5 minutes without getting burnt.
Right. Like you see how tanned all my like hair is from working. Even that gets burnt.
I was going to say, do you get a good tan at least?
Yeah. But it's like.
It's painful.
Yeah. And the difference between like where it's covered up and.
Yeah.
Your foot's a bit burnt as well. Or you just been sitting on it.
Burnt as fuck.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
I do not miss getting sunburned.
Oh. First time in a while, but happens to the best of us.
I didn't even get burnt when I was in Bali, eh?
True.
I was slip, slop, slapping.
For sure, bro.
Had to.
Like, I'm a fan of sunscreen. I hate when people are like, well, I don't hate it, but each their own. But yeah.
I hate cunts that hate sunscreen.
Yeah. Like, dude. Looking at my back, you can tell sunscreen clearly works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Like,
did you go to the beach with your family?
No, I just went on my own.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because you said to me, fucking, I've usually got someone to put it on.
Yeah.
I was like.
Yeah, no, that's why.
What beach you go to?
Just the Scarbs, eh? Fuck, bro. I found a spot up in the dunes, chilling out. I see this couple walking along. This chick's got the esky. Like, obviously full as fuck. She's trudging through the sand. Yeah. Like, she looked like she'd been walking for days, eh? And then her boyfriend, literally carrying their just little tote bag with their fucking towels in it and shit.
Oh,
nothing else. I'm like, bro. She's literally dragging this thing through the sand. I'm like,
Oh, man.
You should have gone and fucking helped her.
Yeah, I might have. Yeah. Might have actually got laid, eh?
Oh, fuck.
Riz up just been... by taking the esky.
Yeah, it would have been like let me get Mario that taking the princess. No. Bowser. Bowser taking the princess.
I got you. I got you in the first
place. Oh, man. No, I had a pretty chill Christmas. I was literally just at home the entire day.
Drink beers?
Yeah.
Nice.
Mandatory. Woke up, had some mimosas, had some breakfast, chilled out for a bit.
Nice, mate. Yeah, sounds like you had a good day.
Yeah, it was all right. Oh, no, by the fucking end of the day, I was like, fuck me. Because my grandparents came over, and at first they weren't going to stay, and then they decided to stay. And I love my grandparents, but it got to a point where I was like, fuck, can you go and check go to sleep or something?
Yeah.
Just leave us alone.
That's but the
no,
worst.
Are up.
When that's you got where family.
I go to bed or some shit.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I went to sleep at like 8:30 or something. Yeah. I was done.
Had to get out.
Yeah. Fucking. Oh, I think before I went to bed, I like disappeared. And I'm like, oh, where are you going? I'm going to listen to fucking music. I just went, sat outside my room and played fucking records.
Nice, dude.
Yeah.
Nice, man.
Fuck and then Dad came out because I think he was sick of it as well. We just fucking hung out.
It's usually the same point when you and your dad get sick of it, eh?
Yeah. That's why we went and played basketball as well. Mm. Fuck, we just got to get out of here.
I was like in Queensland, bro, because we were over there just seeing my mum's family, like all her parents, brothers, sisters, whatnot. Me and dad went to go play golf like on the fourth day. We're both like, fuck, we're sick of this shit. Just sitting around talking to family.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, dude.
It gets draining, man.
Oh, you only got so much to talk about as well.
Like. I was going to say, it's like, especially if you've got youngers.
Yeah.
Like, I met a cousin for the first time this Christmas. They came from Dubai or something.
True.
And she's like 11. And she was just clinging off me, bro. I was just like, I was the favorite cousin. And she was just like climbing all over me and shit. And being like, yo, like, come play with the yo-yo with me. And like, because she just got this yo-yo. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, kids leeching off you on Christmas Day gets exhausting, right?
Oh, dude. I'm glad I don't have that.
Yeah, I used to have to deal with that with one of my cousins. But he's fucking... He's chilled out a bit now. He's probably the same age. I think he's 10.
Yeah.
Maybe. But, oh, dude, I used to get so fucking sick of him. Because he'd fucking... He'd always want to play hide and seek. But he'd make up his own rules. So, like, obviously, I would find him every time. Like, I'd... You know how people can't play along with hide and seek?
Yeah.
I was just
like,
I'm just going to find him. And I'd find him and he'd fucking close his eyes and go, oh, if I can't see you, you can't see me. But he was like dead set on it. He was like, nah, that doesn't count. I was like, oh, do I have to fucking kick you in the head, eh? Yeah. He used to piss me off.
It's not how life works.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Dude. He is homeschooled, so that might play a part in it.
Oh,
yeah.
It would. Yeah. For sure. You don't know how to play along with games, bro.
He doesn't play any games.
Exactly. Just
actually,
makes
all he
sense.
Does
he
is
makes his own, yeah.
Yeah, makes his own games.
Yeah.
It was weird. He, like, was homeschooled at first, then got sent to a school for a bit, and then his parents just pulled him out and started homeschooling him again.
True.
Yeah. And it's not like they live on a farm or anything. They live in Mundaring.
I couldn't do homeschooling, eh?
Didn't you get homeschooled?
No, I never got
Well, depends on the parents, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
On what their technique. Yeah.
But, oh, man, like, you miss that whole social aspect of school.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Like, I feel like
that was the most beneficial part of school.
Yeah, very true.
That's the social aspect. But that's when you learn how to deal with people.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's where you get into, like, team sports and shit, though, as a kid.
Mm.
Like, soccer practice or whatever.
Yeah, that's funny. He plays soccer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
I'm
like,
another guy, yeah.
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 My coach.
He's a good guy.
Yeah. But yeah, because he fucking, well, not him in particular, but, so I reckon if you're homeschooled, by the time you, like, do get to, like, you know, 18, let's say, where you, like, are going to start going out into the world and, you know, get a job or just whatever, like, you're not going to know how to deal with people, like, if someone is rude to you. You're not going to know how to go about it.
Yeah,
I'm sure
there's
a way to teach it in homeschooling, but like,
yeah,
that's one
huge
of the things, is like experience.
For sure.
Yeah.
100%, dude. Experience is everything. Like,
with everything as well. Yeah, like what we're talking about with the music and shit like that.
Yeah.
Even doing a podcast. Mm. Like our first episodes were fucking terrible and they're still pretty shit, but they've gotten better.
Yeah. They're slowly.
That's a vibe, bro. It keeps me company.
Yeah. Yeah, hell yeah. I like that you listen to it at work.
Yeah,
it's good.
It's like I'm just with my mates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, speaking of, how did you guys come up with that name?
Have we talked about... I've told you this, haven't I?
You have. It was a ploy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to ask the question on the podcast. Yeah. Topical conversation.
Yeah.
Because we haven't... Have we told...
No, we haven't.
No, we haven't.
I thought about that the other day, actually. Eh?
Yeah.
It's like, fuck.
It's pretty genius. It's
pretty
genius.
It's pretty good. Do you want another one?
Yeah, yeah. Please.
Can I still have that other one?
Is that right? Of course. Yeah, cheers,
dude. You explain, no.
Is that empty? So.
Nearly.
I was talking to one of my mates, and she was like, oh, like, what's your name? What'd you say? Fuck, now I'm forgetting it.
Name of the podcast?
Or? Yeah, she was like asking about the name of the podcast, and then, Jaden, he'd said, like, oh, we'll use our name for like all our logins and whatnot as Jaden Yelverton Milne. Jaden Yelverton's my middle name, and
cheers, bro.
Will's last name's Milne. So
just
JYM.
JYM, yeah.
And then I like looked at it for a second. I was like, JYM. Like, I swear that could stand for something. I was like, just your mates. Oh, bang.
Perfect.
Sent it in, and then everyone was like, fuck yeah, that's good.
Absolutely.
And it's just like...
That was the first thing you thought of, technically. Like,
nah, we were like riffing names for a while. Yeah, like, okay.
We had a few. We had...
Conversations,
which didn't really make sense. No. Well, it made sense, but...
Yeah.
If we knew where your residential address is.
It's probably not something we want to put on.
Yeah. Well, we pretty much just gave it away.
No.
I don't know.
Fuck.
Oh no.
It's alright. Bleep that out.
That's a big bleep.
Yeah.
Now all the fans are coming for me.
Yeah. Have we talked?
Yeah. You haven't had any dreams about it, have you?
No, I haven't. Yeah. Dude, I haven't been dreaming. I've been on fucking Christmas bender. I've just been getting in bed and blacking out.
Just blinking and next minute you're awake.
That's what it was like this morning, dude. Yeah. Like my alarm went off and I was just like, it was literally like I just finished work on Friday.
Yeah.
Went to bed and now I'm going back to work.
You had 4 days off.
Yeah. Did not feel like it.
Oh, bro. How clutch is that? That Christmas fell like on a Monday. So like Boxing Day was Tuesday.
Mm.
Yeah.
Just automatic long weekend.
It's the same with New Year's as well. New Year's Day is on the Monday.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Clutch.
Yeah. Clutch, yeah.
You's doing anything for New Year's?
Dude. I don't know about you guys, but I'm taking the humble approach. I'm not going to no festivals or nothing.
No, me either.
Okay, good. I'm glad with like-minded people.
Yeah.
For New Year's, I always just want to go to a house party.
Let's have a piss up.
We should.
Let's have a piss up.
You know what's annoying? My missus is having a fucking party on the 30th, and so many people are saying to her, like, just make it the 31st.
Yeah.
Have a New Year's party.
That does make sense, yeah.
I think they want to go try and find like a beach rave or something, which would be pretty fun.
That would be tight.
Yeah. So I think we're going to do that. But yeah, no festivals.
Yeah. I think me and my miso, like the best we were going to do is just go to like a park with like a nice view of the fireworks. Blaze up and just
chill
like,
out, bro.
You know, like, just chill the fuck out. Yeah.
Dude, that's most likely what I'll do. Just chill out, blaze up.
Yeah.
Fucking. Yeah. So much better than going out. I actually hate going out on New Year's Day.
It's so repetitive.
And every single person is out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't think I've ever like gone out on New Year's apart from last year, but that's because I was in Montreal.
Yeah,
so
we're
like, fuck, got to go clubbing on New Year's in Montreal.
Yeah.
It's fucking sick. It was so fucking cool.
Would have been banging.
Yeah.
Was it expensive?
Yes and no, because Canada's pretty cheap, and their exchange rate is pretty similar to us.
It is,
like,
isn't it?
It's literally like 50 cents more than our price.
That's close.
Or like 50 cents more in Australian dollars, sorry. So like if you buy something for $11 Australian, it's like $11.50, $12.
Oh, that's clutch.
Okay. Which is pretty good, and yeah. But everything's so much cheaper.
Right.
Like, I bought a 50-gram pouch of baccy from there, and it was like $23.
Gee.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking good.
Well, no, right. To be fair, our standards are just fucked in Australia.
Yeah, they don't have tax and all that stuff over there.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, New Year's was fucking good. But, because tipping's a big thing in Canada as well.
Tipping?
Like, tipping waiters and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, and we're at this club, and I was pretty drunk by then. And, like, you kind of have to tip, but on the little... On the FPOS machines, it's like you can pick an amount and usually you just do 10% because it'll be like, you know, $1.50 or something for a tip.
Mm.
But I fucking clicked the wrong one. I clicked like 40% tip or something and I was buying a round for everyone. So it was like a $60 tip.
Oh,
and
dude.
I like tapped my card and saw it. And like I was wondering why she was so fucking happy. And I literally asked for it back. I was like, fuck, I was going to tip you, but I did not mean to tip that much. Like, can you please refund it?
Did she do it?
Yeah, but she was not happy about it, dude. Like, she's... And because they're French speaking.
Yeah.
So then she just turned to her co-workers and started going off in French, like, full yelling.
True.
Like, it was like a techno rave as well that we were at. And, like, I could hear her going off.
Yeah, right.
I was picturing this like a restaurant or like a chill bar, but
no,
like
no, it
techno
was like
spot.
It like, was like it was an underground club, like it was, yeah.
those bartenders got to be ruthless too.
Oh yeah. But yeah, I did feel bad, but then at the same time, I was like,
yeah,
dude, like it was a big tip,
yeah.
And like I was on holidays, I was on a budget,
yeah.
I was like, fuck, I need that back. But another
How much did you tip her in the end though?
Oh, like. Fucking $3 or something.
60 to 3.
Yeah. I can understand why she was pissed. Yeah, it makes sense. But dude, in fucking Montreal, in the clubs, all the toilets are unisex.
That's fucked.
And it's the same in all the restaurants everywhere. So like...
Damn.
And because we got to Montreal on New Year's Eve, and we got there quite late, so we hadn't even really been anywhere yet. Got to the club, like went to the toilet, and you literally, like, walk past the urinals to go to the cubicles for the chicks. Like, they're just, like, right next to each other.
That's not right, eh? I don't like that.
It's pretty weird. Like, yeah,
I'm not a fan.
Because the urinals were, like, where the entrance was to the toilet. So, like, if a chick's walking in to go to the toilet, she can just see a bunch of guys pissing.
Yes. It's not how it should be, bro. Like, how many chicks are going to get fucking...
To be fair, though, the place we were at, the area was called Gay Village. Like, right. Literally on Google Maps, it's called Gay Village.
Right.
Hmm.
I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but I think they're trying to be very...
Was that on your bucket list, bro?
Inclusive.
Yeah. You're like, fuck yeah, I got to go to Gay Village.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude, that was first time.
I got touched up by a dude. Really? Like, near rape, I reckon.
Really?
I'm not even kidding. Because we were going
to
leave.
You want to share this story, bro?
Yeah.
You're all right with it?
Oh, it actually was quite traumatic.
Yeah.
Like, whatever makes you happy. But I was pretty scared.
Yeah. Oh, well, to it, there's an extent.
Yeah. So we're going to leave, like, go home. And then we're like, fuck it, we'll go to another bar. And it was just me and the missus by then. And we went to a bar and it was fucking... I can't even remember if it was going off or not. But, sat down and fucking this guy came and sat next to us and he like started asking my girlfriend. He was like, oh, why is he so cute? Why is he such a cutie? Fuck. I always do that. Always at the end. Anyway. She kind of started egging it on because she could say like...
He was keen.
Yeah, like obviously nothing was going to happen, but she always does it because I've been flirted on by a fucking gay dude before.
Yeah.
And I'm always with her and she'll like egg it on and act like she's not with me and stuff. But then like she was kissing me and shit and she was like, yeah, he's so handsome and blah, blah, blah. And then she goes to the toilet and as soon as she goes, he just comes right up to me and just starts groping my ass.
Oh, really?
And like touching me up and stuff. And I was like, oh, dude,
oh,
like,
shit.
I don't swing that way. Like, that's not my thing. Like, that was my girlfriend just before. And he's like, no, she won't know. Like, we'll just go. Like, it's fine.
Oh, he wasn't picking it up either.
Nah, I was like, nah, dude. Like, not today.
Yeah.
Like, right. I'm sorry.
And that's like relatively nice, given he's touching you up and stuff.
Yeah, like he was imagine proper he filling that. Me up, and then like I got away pretty quick, and then obviously the unisex toilets. So I went in and found fucking the missus. I was like, we gotta get out of here. That's like that dude's getting weird.
That's a hazard.
Yeah.
That's so, fucked, dude.
But then like kind of asking for it somewhere called Gay Village, but still, it's not really on.
Yeah, dude. 100%. Imagine you do that to a girl. Like the commotion that would cause.
Slapped.
Oh yeah, you get beat by like fucking half the dudes in that club.
Exactly, people would start going off.
Yeah, I want equal rights.
Oh, that's the word I was looking for. I think they're more heading towards the equal rights thing with the unisex toilets and stuff.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do. But fuck, how does that make equal rights? They're toilets, bro.
Yeah,
they're there to go
it's
to the
weird like, exposure.
Yeah,
like, and then it's like you were lining up. To go to the toilet with, like, boys and girls.
Yeah.
Oh, there was one point we were standing there, and there was boys waiting for a cubicle in front of us, and they, like, kind of started chatting up my missus.
Yeah.
And I was like, say, isn't this just more of a gateway to, like, people hooking up in the clubs?
Some weird shit, yeah.
Yeah, like fucking in the toilet or something.
Yeah, dude.
Mm. It is. Mean? Which, you know, probably shouldn't be happening in clubs.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, not. There's disabled toilets for a reason, you know, like.
Yeah. Because.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It would have come up for, like, through all the transgenders and whatnot, being like, oh, you know, I'm a biological woman, but I've transgendered to a man or whatever. And they're like, they want to go into the man's toilet. I don't know if you pick up.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, yeah.
So I think. That's why they want to make it all unisex toilets, so they don't have to be, like, going into a man or a woman toilet.
Yeah, probably.
But
yeah.
They should just have men, women confused.
Well, then it's like, here, they've started just doing unisex toilet.
Really?
Yeah, like at fucking Midland Revo. You know that one next to the water fountain?
Yeah.
Yeah, that just says all gender toilet.
True.
Yeah, so if
there's a few unisexes out there.
Yeah.
Even here.
Yeah, right.
Heaps of bars and stuff, you see it.
True.
Yeah.
But they still give the option of male and female, at least.
Yeah, so there's male, female, which is like the proper toilet, like urinals and, you know, a couple cubicles.
Yeah.
And then there's the old gender or unisex, and it's just one toilet.
Would that mean that the unisex is basically a male's bathroom? Because it would have the urinal and the...
No, it's usually just a toilet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's like...
It's not really unisex.
It's actually like most of them are disabled toilets, but they've changed it from disabled to unisex.
Right.
Maybe it's so a political thing. Maybe it's just...
They're kind of killing two birds with one stone.
Yeah,
because they don't have to mention the disabled part.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're
I reckon the disabled very gray should, name.
The disabled should riot, dude.
Should riot?
Yeah.
I don't think
they're getting their shit taken. Yeah. They're getting it taken away from them, dude. I'd be pissed.
Yeah, I'd be pretty upset.
They had their own toilet. Now they got to share it with some other fucking chick with dick. What are they going to
do? Roll people over?
Yeah. Run you over in my wheelchair.
Yeah.
Take this, bitch.
Oh, fuck me.
That just reminded me of Happy Wheels.
Happy Wheels. Yeah.
That was the shit.
Oh, bro. That was gruesome. That shit was gruesome.
Who was it that used to do the YouTube videos?
PewDiePie,
that's the one.
Oh, Jacksepticeye. Yeah. Remember that guy?
Oh, I forgot about him.
I always found him annoying, not gonna lie.
Really?
No matter how old he was.
He had like spiky hair and shit, didn't he?
Yeah, green, pink.
Yeah.
Everything.
He was like Irish or something,
right? Yeah.
Was he?
Top of the morning to you, lads.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Fuck. I forgot about that saying. What's up?
Jack, I could roll. That's right.
Really?
Yeah,
you can.
Thanks, dude.
That's okay. Bought that yesterday.
Fuck, I don't know if you got enough backy.
Me?
Yeah.
What?
Gonna roll a fatty.
We can combine don't our do punches.
That. Dude, I had a massive yarn with the guy at the servo the other night when I bought a pouch and it had Brian on it. Yeah. And he just started ranting about Brian. He was like,
damn.
He was like, Brian didn't die from smoking.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I know. Like, he had AIDS. and all this shit. And he's like, nah, it was extracurricular activities.
What? What does that even mean?
I don't know. Judge. And like, I was keen to stick. Yeah, I was keen to stick around, but then, like, you know, when you walk away from a conversation and they keep talking, and you're kind of like half
you're
looking
like
at them,
the doorway, and he's like, and then,
yeah, oh, dude, and I felt kind of bad. And then I went back there again a few days later because I ran out, and it was the same cunt. And I was like, oh, can I just get a 15 gram? And he was like, capstan. We talked about Brian. I was like, fuck.
That's the worst move you could make, dude.
What?
You've just made friends with the servo bloke.
Oh, I know.
Now, every time you go there, you're going to have a conversation.
I'm not going to make predictions, but I'm pretty sure it's gay as well.
Oh, no.
I just attract them.
Yeah, fuck.
He's a good guy.
You must look
name?
Like you swing
it's like
that way.
Muhammad or something. Yeah, it's probably the fucking long hair.
This is a technique, though. I mean, might not work in this case, but I wanted to bring this up. Yeah, it also wouldn't have worked in the other case that you mentioned where you were at the bar. But still, remember when we went out that time and that dude was like hitting on these chicks that didn't want it?
Yeah.
And they started coming up to us being like, yo, this dude's.
Yeah.
So I just like acted all gay and shit to the dude and then he fucked off.
Yeah, that's right. I remember
I was like
that.
Full flirting with him. Like, what's up, shorty?
Yeah, it was like, pretty funny.
Like, where you going after this? You wanna head out and stuff? And he was like, no, bro.
He was being a creep, though.
He was, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Man, you gotta protect humanity sometimes.
Yeah, that's true.
Sometimes you gotta act a little gay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that wouldn't have worked in my case. If I started acting gay, probably would have just grabbed
my dick. You could have out-gayed him.
Mm.
Oh, I don't know if that's possible.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know if that would end up good.
Yeah, it could
make it
bad.
Worse.
I think I'd end up doing something gay. You would what?
I would end up doing something gay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You'd have to. To out-gay him?
To out-gay him.
Right, you'd have to, like, I don't know. Fuck. you'd have to do something.
Fuck.
Yeah, you'd have to.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah, I don't know if I could do that.
Wrap your cock around and put it in your ass. Some shit like that.
Jesus Christ, dude. Where do you come up with this stuff?
I don't know. My brain's a pretty amazing place.
It must be the sunburn.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
It's messing with my wires.
Oh, man. Fuck.
Yeah.
It's about that time.
It do be that time.
You got anything you need to shout out?
Oh.
We got heaps of listeners.
A lot of pressure. I don't know. Cabinet North got a pretty good sale on right now. I bought this wallet today. It was like $550. Went down to $180.
Fuck, really?
Fuck, that's nice.
Yeah, man, it's pretty good.
Damn.
Nice little buckle and shit.
Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah.
That's sick.
550 down to 180.
Did you go boxing? Yeah, well,
I guess it's a Boxing Day sale.
Still, yeah.
They had heaps of like 70% off and shit.
True. Oh, nice. They always do that. I remember when I used to go there when I was younger and they'd, like, over Boxing Day and shit, they'd always have like a mental sale on.
Just fuck. Like, I just went there for a CDG wallet that was like, $330 or something down to $180, and then I put it on the counter, and she's like, "Oh, we've got all these other wallets." Gave me something more expensive, and she's like, "Yeah, just take it the same price."
Oh, I'm like, stop it!
Say less. Yeah, on that wave.
Yeah, brother.
$550 down to what was it? $180.
$180, yeah.
That's clutch.
That's massive, cunt.
Yeah,
that's so good.
So if you want to get good drip, good stuff, nice stuff, fancy stuff, treat yourself to Cabinet Noir. They're very good.
Hell yeah.
Boxing Day.
Not that they need a plug, but...
No, they don't. Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. It's the only thing I can think of right now. I'm pretty happy with this wallet, so...
Yeah, hell
That's
yeah.
That's our sponsor for today.
Yeah.
Cabinet Noir.
Thank you.
All right. Dardy.
Sweet.
Cheers, mates.
Cheers.
Next Tuesday.
On.
Laters.
Fuck off.